Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Just looking at those incredible pictures in the paper this morning, and I want to speak to Mark McIntosh, who wrote the story in The Sun. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Mark, James Gray, the Wrexham player, Northern Ireland player, Wrexham player, Philip Gray's son, indeed, a very bad bite with an incredibly venomous spider.
Yeah, the most venomous spider in Britain. Certainly a bit of a creepy story. He was just asleep in his flat in Manchester. I woke up the next day, went to training at Wrexham, thought he had like a little sort of spot on his arm, thought nothing really more of it for a few days, but it gradually got bigger. And when he started sort of sweating badly and had fever-like symptoms, he went back to the club doctor, and he was rushed to hospital and ended up having an operation to cut the venom out of him within a couple of hours.
I didn't even know that these spiders were in Britain.
No, it seems to be something on the up. You know, I've noticed a couple of stories in the last few days, even about one guy who found four of these spiders in his kitchen in England somewhere. So it's certainly something. I know when I went to bed last night, I checked under the bed a few times.
Tell you, I love spiders, but if it had a false widow anywhere next or near me, I'd be well away from it. And I'm looking at pictures of it here in the paper. How big is it in comparison, say, to the tip of your finger or the actual spider?
I'm not actually too sure how big the spider is, you know, but I think you can see from the picture in the paper today, it doesn't look like the normal sort of spider you'd find in your house. So I think if anyone sees something even remotely like that, I would just do what the other guy did in England. He trapped them under a few glasses and then was able to get rid of them in his garden. But the thing about James, you know, James hasn't even gone back to his flat yet in Manchester, but typical of him. He sent his dad, Philip Gray, who played for Northern Ireland years ago, he actually sent him to go and look for it. And I don't think Tippy could find it.
Well, Mark, if anyone wants to see that bite, it's incredible. It's in the Sun newspaper. You've written the story there. Listen, thanks for speaking to us, Mark. Thank you.
No problem
Thank
at all.
You. Mark McIntosh, the sports writer. James Gray, the Wrexham footballer, former Northern Ireland under-21 captain, Philip's son there. That's an incredibly bad bite from what is known as a false widow.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.